Carla, where are you?
You're still here, right? Say something, please. I won. I defeated the dragon. For you. Please, dear. Please don't tell me. Wait. I think I've heard something moving. It's you. You're alive. I'm so glad you're alive. My heart shatters just thinking about something bad happening to you. No. Don't try to move. You're hurt. And your arm is still a little burned. I'll pick you up. It's fine, my dear. Everything's fine now. Because I'm here for you. Here. Drink this. It's a minor healing potion, but that's the only thing we have left. Don't worry about my injuries. For me, it's just another scar. Really, I would withstand any injury to keep you safe. I've saved this just for you. Please, look into my eyes now. Don't try to speak. Don't try to move. Don't try to look around. Just keep looking at me. You're safe in my arms, my love. I'll explain everything that happened a little later, but first, we need to get out of here and go somewhere safe. We arrived, finally. The innkeep saw us hurt like this and offered us a free room for the night. It's not something I would accept normally, but in this situation I had to. It's a small inn in a small town, but it's actually very comfy. A place like this makes me miss our old days as lowly adventurers. So full of dreams and aspiration. Here, I'll lay you on the bed. You need to rest, my love. I'll just finally take this armor off first. So much better. Your arm probably still hurts a lot, though. I think I can try to patch you up with some bandages. I'm not exactly a field medic, but I'll do what I can to make you feel better. Does it feel a little better? I'm glad. No, the cleric won't be able to heal you this time, my love. She's... They're not with us anymore. You and I were the only survivors, and I'm so sorry. I wasn't able to protect everyone. All right, I will not blame myself for it. I knew you'd say that. Put your head on my lap. I'll stroke your hair and tell you the whole thing now. You deserve to know it. The last thing you probably remember is when the dragon was going to breathe fire on everyone, and you raised a magic wall to hold it back. You saved everyone, yet again. But then he got you, and threw you into one of the walls of the cave, and that's when you passed out. My urge at that moment was just to leave everything behind and check to see if you were safe. But I couldn't. I had my duty. From there, everything went downhill. The dragon was hurt, but so were we. One by one, people started falling. The ranger, the thief, the cleric who would be able to save everyone, the soldiers who offered to come with us. Eventually, it was just me. I would have probably given up and let him kill me at that moment if it wasn't for you, for the promise I made you. I thrust my sword inside the dragon's mouth as a desperate last attempt, as he was just about to bite me, and I passed out from my injuries right after. I couldn't even see the bastard falling. I thought I was dead, to be honest. But eventually, I woke up. And the only thing I could think and do after that was desperately look for you. It was a nightmare, really. But it was worth it, because you were still there, and you are still here with me now. You're...
the only thing I have left. But as long as I have you, I know I can be happy. I'm sorry. I know I should be strong and not cry, but I love you so, so much. And now, it's finally over. We don't need to constantly risk our lives anymore. We can just be together. I hope that makes you as happy as it makes me. I'm glad. Also, don't worry. I know we didn't have the time to look much into the dragon's hoard, but when we were leaving, I took this. This stone is definitely a powerful magical artifact. Even I can feel that just by touching it. I'm sure we can sell this for more gold than we'll ever need in our lives. Shh. I'll take care of all of that later, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. Now, I just want to lie down with you and hold you tight like this. You look so gorgeous in my arms. Exactly where you belong. My little wizard. I'm sorry. I know you're hurt, but I just want to kiss you so much. I was only going to give you some innocent kisses and cuddles, but apparently that's not what you want right now, is it? You shouldn't make too much effort now, though. So, what do you think of just lying back and letting me take care of you tonight? Do you like that, my love? Extend your arms so I can take your robes off then. Nice and slow, please. No worries. You look so good. You always look so good, actually. Especially without any clothes on. Oh, I promise. I'll take very good care of you. I know I'm big and strong, and my hands are a little rough, but I promise I can be gentle, too. Just let me take the rest of my clothes off so you can feel more comfortable with me. Now, I'll lie down in front of you again. And slowly stroke your cock. It's so hard already. You don't know how much I love touching you like this. And this sexy little mouth is just begging to be kissed. So, No. No touching my breasts yet. I know your other arm is fine, my love, but tonight, you are mine to play with, and if you behave well, you'll get a reward. And if you don't, you know I can easily pin you down and make you behave. So, let's go with the easiest way, shall we? I knew you would choose the most logical path, my little wizard. Now, I'll start stroking you a little harder. You can moan for me if you want. I love it when you do. Just let me move a little so I can kiss your chest while I touch you. Of course I don't care that it's not muscular. What kind of question is that? I love your body just the way it is. You already started to throb a little. You're enjoying this a lot, aren't you? But I don't want you to come yet. You deserve your reward first. Just let me get up a little. Put my legs around your waist and straddle you, my love. I've been a little worried about doing this, but I'll give you a good ride tonight. Why am I worried? I'm twice as heavy. I'm almost twice as big as you, and I'm afraid of crushing you under me. You trust me? Okay. I'll go on then. I promise I'll be... gentle. Of course. I was already this wet, my love. I told you before. I'm really crazy for you. Damn. I love your cock so much. Oh, yes. Every time you're inside me, I feel like my body is going to melt. I'll lower myself and slide you all the way in now. I need to feel you deep inside me. Does it feel good, my love? Feeling a bit of my weight on your hips. Being squeezed tight by me. Because, fuck, I love this feeling so much. Please tell me if I'm hurting you. Because I really need to go a little faster. Please, I really need it. Yes. Oh, I love being yours. My love, I love it. But having you so helpless under me, knowing you're all mine, drives me crazy too. Are you close? I can feel you throbbing so much. And every time I feel your cock all the way inside me, I get closer. Closer. I'm not gonna last much longer. You're going to be a good little wizard and give me all of your cum, aren't you? Yes. I want it all. I want you to come with me, my love. Yes. That's my perfect little wizard. Yes, please come with me. I'll get off you in a bit. Just okay. I'm good. Just a little tired. This was quite the day in a lot of ways, wasn't it? Come closer again. You can lay your head on my breasts if you want. It won't hurt me. I just want to hold you again. You know, I still feel really bad for everything that happened today. We should probably make a worthy place to have our friends put to rest after our injuries get better. But I'm trying to see the bright side of things for once. I know that they would be happy to know that they died freeing the innocent people of the kingdom. And that we managed to finish our mission. And this is the start of a new life for you and me. I'll go to the capital tomorrow and sell that stone. And then I can finally put my sword to rest once and for all. And hold you like this every single night from now onwards. I still think this feels like a dream. But I know it isn't. And that makes me so happy. I never thought I would be happy like this in my life, but that's what I was lacking all this time. You. Good night, my love. Good morning. I haven't seen you sleeping that much in a long time. Don't try to get up yet. You still need to take it easy. Here, look at me. I have to go to Waterdeep to do our business with that artifact now. I know you're going to ask to go with me, but please don't. You still need to rest. This town is a heavily guarded area, so I'm sure you'll be safe here. Don't worry about me. What kind of road thug would look at me and think it's a good idea to attack? Besides, I'm still going to put on some light armor and bring a short sword with me, if that makes you more comfortable. The only thing I want you to do now is let the rest of your wounds heal, okay? I promise I'll be back this night, at most. And then you don't need to worry about me going anywhere. I'll be here with you for as long as you want. I love you. See you again soon.